from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So nobody ever has played on a backdoor rink in Canada and scored the game 3 overtime winner in the qualifying round. Ever. There's one game always that excites you. And that is the context of this game, and the one that we will live in that context.
Probably going to be the loudest rink I've ever been in my life, is what I'm expecting. It's, you can't even describe the feeling of excitement. I can't even express the feeling of excitement around the city right now with everybody. The build up throughout this whole season and throughout the whole playoffs comes down to this. So I'm expecting it to be as loud as any building I've ever heard in my life.
Hey, very good morning. Welcome in here on WQAM. I don't know if excitement is the word I would use heading into this do-or-die Game 7 here for the Panthers. Hollywood, Dono, and Vlad here with you on a Monday morning as we do indeed get set for a Game 7. It has gone 3 for the Panthers, 3 for the Oilers, and we come to an end one way or another here this evening. Of course, you can catch the game right here for the final time on WQAM. Doug Plagans and Billy Lindsay will be on the call here this evening along with Kevin Rogers and Dono. I say good morning. You're here in all your Canes gear. We'll talk a little Canes football today. You're the post-game host. I'm the pre-game host. So we unite here together. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning. And, you know, you said it correctly. I don't know if excitement is the right word for it. anxiety, I think, is the word that I would use.
Yeah.
And that's why, to me, tonight, I know these last three games have been not only Edmonton wins, but they've outscored the Panthers 18-5 over these last three games. And to me, when you're talking about having this winner-take-all game, and it's back in Sunrise, and obviously vast majority will be Panthers fans in the building, I'm worried about nervous energy in the crowd, Hollywood, because the crowd, they're probably going to feel that anxiety maybe even more than some of the players, because the players, they have the benefit of having sports psychologists on staff. The fans don't necessarily have that. I don't know if anyone's out there talking to their therapist this week about, hey, Doc, I'm really nervous about this Game 7 tonight. So I think it's so important for the Panthers to get the first goal this evening, because, Hollywood, you know it, and Vlad's going to be at the game tonight. If Edmonton scores first and they score early, and the way it's gone these last couple games has been a Panthers mistake, a giveaway has led to an early Edmonton goal. If that happens here tonight, I'm just worried about how the anxiety and nervous energy and how quiet that building is going to get, because the fans are going to be feeling that tonight. The Panthers have to score first.
Yeah, completely agree with you. They have been they've been outplayed in these most portions of these last three games. There's been some signs of life from this team, but it is going to be very interesting to see how this team starts in this game here tonight and how they come out, Dono, because we've talked about now for the last few games, we talked about this pressure thing, right? And, you know, Coach Maurice downplayed it going into game six, and, you know, rightfully so. But you wonder, does it start to, you know, creep in your mind a little bit as you're traveling, you know, 2,500 miles back out to Edmonton to try to close this thing out? I thought the Panthers had to get it done in game six. They had to find a way to get it done there. That was kind of my thoughts on the whole thing. And, you know, you talk about pressure creeping into the mind. This is it's such a dramatic difference in outcomes here tonight, right? You're either champions and you're one of the best stories we've ever had down here in this sports town of ours, or you're one of the worst stories nationally ever. This will be either, again, a story we celebrate, or this will be the I don't even want to rank it today, but it'll be right up there in all-time collapses, all-time choke jobs in a final. So, you know, it's one end of the spectrum or the other here tonight. But, you know, the good thing is we actually decide tonight. You know, we won't go past tonight, and we'll have an idea after this one here of what the story on Tuesday morning is going to be. But, you know, that to me is the crazy thing, is like the difference in stories that we could have for, and look, losing in a final is one thing, right? And it, you know, obviously depends how you lose, but usually like last year's final, I didn't feel bad about losing. Last year's Heat final, I didn't feel bad about losing. It was nice that they got there, and, you know, you thought, all right, this team is better. Probably on both final, right? And both of them, the hockey and the basketball last year. This year, through three games of this Stanley Cup final, I thought the Panthers were significantly better than the Oilers. Yeah. Now, clearly, after you give up that 8-1 in game four, the floodgates opened a little bit, right? And that was, you know, you could talk about, oh, it's, you know, where they ended up resting, they put the backup goal, all that other stuff in that game, and it's like, well, 8-1 is not good. 8-1 is not good, and they clearly got some confidence from that, and you got the best player in hockey playing like the best player in hockey right now, and, you know, again, it all comes down to this one. They're going to need one of those games from Big Bob, I think, tonight, where, you know, they can hold these guys to one or two goals, but it really is amazing, Donald. We'll be here tomorrow morning to up the pieces, or we'll be here to celebrate. Right? It's such a dramatic difference in outcomes tonight.
Yeah, a couple things that worry me a little bit, just based on the way these past few games have gone. I don't know if maybe some fatigue or exhaustion has set in, but the Panthers just haven't been able to set the tone physically the way that they have throughout these playoffs, where they've really up to this point, or up to the point of at least through game three, going back to the first round, second round series, had just been able to physically control the pace of play. And I thought that was a big advantage for Florida heading into the series, with Edmonton being more of the finesse offensive hockey team, not being able to contend with the Panthers' physicality. That physical, and credit to Edmonton, but the physicality from the Panthers, for whatever reason, has seemed to wane. And, you know, there's certain guys, I wonder how banged up they are. We may not hear about it till after the series is over. Like, Matthew Tkachuk hasn't necessarily looked like himself for parts of these playoffs. So that definitely worries me. And then you touched on something. You know, Connor McDavid has clearly found that. I know that there was a local sports writer who said he's not generational and he's overrated. He doesn't look overrated. He looks pretty darn generational these last few games. And then Leon Draisaitl is starting to find his game as well. So, you know, all of a sudden the Edmonton superstars, who weren't that present in the first three games, have really taken over this series. But, you know, to what you're talking about, Hollywood, about what the narrative is going to be tomorrow, you know, win or lose, and God forbid the Panthers don't win tonight. You know, you think about what this series is going to be known for. Obviously, folks in Edmonton will, of course, rightfully so, celebrate the accomplishment if they're able to pull off what we call the reverse sweep. That's something to be celebrated.
I've never even heard that term before.
Yeah.
I like that you're using that this morning.
But don't you think, though, that if, you know, if this series ends in Edmonton's favor tonight, The bigger narrative is going to be the Panthers blew it, right? Like, do you think nationally or internationally, because hockey, obviously, Canada is a big thing, do you think the narrative is going to be Edmonton pulls it off or Florida chokes? I think Florida chokes is going to be the narrative.
Yeah, I do think that will be, especially, you know, obviously down here in our market. I think nationally, or at least Canada-wise, it'll be a great story for them up there, and they're obviously very passionate fans and all that good stuff. But yeah, the Connor McDavid thing is kind of funny because, you know, at least for me, you could tell, and I don't want to sit here and lie to you and tell you I watch a lot of Edmonton hockey, or you know, a lot of out of other market teams, to be honest with you, but watching him play in the first few games, where you could really see, I mean, the way that he moves with the puck, yeah, and all that, so you could tell how good he is, and now it's starting to come together for him right now in this series. But man, it is really incredible the difference in outcomes for tonight. And here's the other thing, you know, should you lose this game tonight, I don't know, this is the type of thing that you just, all right, we'll get them next year, and you come back with the same group and try to go again. This is the kind of loss that would be a franchise crippler, right? This is, you know, we talked about it earlier on with this. This is the Falcons blowing the Super Bowl. Wow. This is, it would be in that category of the worst losses ever, right, in a championship series or championship game. So, and we have seen in the past that these things can break up a franchise, right? They can break up a team. And, you know, I don't know that this is just the kind of thing where you say, all right, we'll get them next year, and you come back and everything's all good. I think this is the kind of game tonight. It's such a franchise defining game. And I don't know, Dono, I couldn't, you know, begin to just, you know, think what these guys are thinking and what they have thought through this series, right? They've said all the right things, but us here, for the very least, I could tell you, we were basically going into game five, we were crowning them. It was very premature, obviously, but we were like, you know, people running around the building, I got to get tickets for game five, I want to see the cup, and then, you know, the parade, and it's like, all right, well, kind of got to win first, and, you know, we did not do that. And I don't know what is going on in the mindset of the team. I Kachuk wears the all black to one of the games. Was it game four, I believe he did that, or
yeah, maybe game four.
Or game five.
Yeah,
and, you know, there's certainly been some talking throughout this thing, and, you know, but again, I don't know that any of that has to do with the outcomes of these games. I don't think that it does. I just think that the Panthers are in a shell-shocked situation right now. And you saw the facial expressions at the end of game six, or showing them on the bench. The crowd is singing in Edmonton, and there were some shell-shocked faces.
Did you see the Will Manso live shot where they're the Edmonton? He does this live shot at the end of the game in Edmonton, and the Oilers fans just like surrounded him, and they start dancing on a table.
Oh,
and Manso doesn't break stride; like, he just goes through. He's a pro's pro. And they were doing table dances behind him.
Yeah, hey man, look, the Edmonton fans are great. I actually made it to game one, and they were all very nice. And,
well, they're Canadian.
Yeah, so they're all very friendly, so it's not, you know, some like, you know, blood rivalry we have with these guys. It's not Miami FSU or anything like that. But man, I don't know what to think going into this game. I mean, I was at a watch party last night for the station for the soccer, and, you know, people were asking me, you know, what do you think? And, well, you know, I'm not all that optimistic. I don't want to lie to people and tell them, oh, I think we're you know, it's a done deal here. I think the Panthers need a major reset in their mental state going into this game, because, again, man, I just looked at those facial expressions on the bench after game six, and you know, that was, what, Friday night?
They've had
2 full days for that to marinate.
Well, that's
thought to creep
but
in
what
your
you're
mind.
Saying is exactly what, like, they needed to just shut that part of their brain off.
Yeah.
And I think the most important thing for the last 3 days is a lot of ice baths, a lot of, you know, massage sessions, just to get their muscles right. Because, you know, the way that you have to approach this is now just a one game series. Doesn't matter what happened the last three games. And if you told any of the players on either team before the season started, hey, you know, you fast forward 7-8 months, you're going to be playing Game 7 Stanley Cup Finals. Every player, Panthers or Oilers, would have signed up for that opportunity. You've got to try. And I know it's easier said than done, Hollywood. Because,
yeah, I was just going to say it's easy to do that here.
Because then tonight, if you go down 1-0, then you start to think about what happened in the last three games, right? But the mental approach, it sounds very simple. One game series, winner take all. Last three games does not matter. You're at home tonight. Just go out there and get it done. Don't think about the last three games. Easier said than done.
It really is. It's easy for us to sit here and think that. And again, clearly some of this has got to, you know, seep into the minds of these guys. It's just human nature. And we'll find out tonight. The puck drops at 8 o'clock. If you got about $1,400, give or take, you can find your way up into the last row of the upper deck.
I don't know if the deal's different than last night, but I found $950 tickets.
Did it drop? Or even worse, Dono, is you might be ignoring the service fee. You got to flip the little
On the game time, they put all the fees up front on gametime.co.
All right. Well, maybe the prices have since dropped. Either way, it's going to cost you a pretty penny to get in there tonight, unless you're Vlad and you're getting paid to be in the building tonight. We'll get Vlad's take on this one too. You know, Vlad, you've been around this series, and I don't want to out you here tonight or today. Tonight, I'm saying that because it's dark out.
it's still dark out.
But you were on board with us too, man. You were like, all right, game five, this thing is a wrap. The Panthers are the better team here. Game four was, you know, an outlier, and it obviously did not go that way, but you have been very close to this series. You've been covering. You've been in the locker room. Been around the players. Your thoughts going into Game 7, Vlad? To me and Dono here, clearly it is tough to block out everything that has now gone on with this team.
It's hard right now. It's tight ass. They got a case of tight ass. it's plain and simple. The fan base has the right to have the case of tight ass, because if you go by Game 3, the third period of Game 3, the Oilers have outplayed the Panthers. And if you really take a full scope at the series, you might say that they've outplayed the Panthers throughout the whole series. Sergei was unbelievable in Game 1.
Yeah.
Game 2, third period, classic Panthers. That's who they've been all series. Game 3 was that second period where they scored three goals. But since then, 18-5.
Yeah.
I mean, to the point where fans are actually asking them not to accept a power play because they're minus
I've seen
one.
That decline. Yeah.
Why?
Because they are. No, but they're even
minus
worse.
One
they're
on worse. Their own power play. Yeah. They've given up two shorthanded goals. Yeah. That's nasty work. Yeah. Like, that's not good. But
I don't even know if you can theoretically decline a penalty.
No, you can't. But
yeah. It'd be hilarious, though. If Maurice is like, no, don't worry about it. We're going to let's challenge this to make sure it's really
I've never
about
heard that you don't want you, when you have a man advantage, you're actually in a disadvantage. I've never heard that before. But I think they are put pressure on themselves trying to win that last game, and it's making that cliche. Winning the final game is the most difficult game. It's really living up to it.
Well, it's also like for Edmonton, I know that they've been so good these last three games, but there's a reason why something like this hasn't happened since 1942. Like, it's not easy. If you just ask the Panthers, it's not easy to win four straight games in a Stanley Cup final series. So I'm wondering if there's... okay, I'll stop there. I see what you're saying. I'll stop.
Take it from a man who's... experience this, okay? Yeah. You don't want this pain.
Okay.
You do not want this pain.
I know. I don't.
No. Okay. I'm guessing that you, as a New Yorker, you're talking about the Yankees and the Red Sox.
Oh, yeah. He knows. He knows.
Because this is different.
Yeah. This does not happen much in sports.
It doesn't happen in sports. And the fact it's only happened two other times, and it's once it actually happened with Toronto coming back.
In 1942.
Right. But you don't want this pain because at least, here's the other thing. Boston could have lost in the World Series. If these happen in other series, yes, championship series, conference championships, whatever. There's no other game. This is the final game of the hockey season. Context in losing. There's context in losses. If this was a 1-1, 2-2, 3-2, then they win game three. I mean, they win game six, or even a series, you'd be okay. You can accept a game seven loss. It'll hurt, but you can accept it. But to be up 3-0 and lose four in a row to get reverse swept, oh, my God.
I've never even heard the term reverse swept.
Yeah,
I've been
listening to the last...
Do you coin that?
No, I didn't, because the last couple weeks...
You should trademark that, like 3-peat, like Riley.
I can't come up with it. You should trademark it. No, because what's happened is, I've been listening a lot since, all of our other, the Marlins are, I guess they're still playing baseball, but they're irrelevant, and the heat season
has been
over.
So they got up to 50 losses. That's exciting.
That is exciting. Yeah. So I've been listening a lot to NHL radio on Sirius XM, wow. And they have all these terms, okay. Like reverse, I keep hearing now reverse sweeps on, I can't coin it, but I can't trademark it.
All right, we got a lot of text coming in here, 305-567-0560. You can shoot up a text, shoot us a text here this morning, and a lot of stuff coming in here. And 561 says you're going to break up a team, some back to back Stanley Cups. I would expect you to do that with the Heat and to get Jimmy Butler, something about Jimmy. Yeah, I mean, look, man, I don't want to put the cart before the horse. That's the saying, right? Is that right?
The cart before,
did I get that one?
You got that right.
We're working with a lot of sayings here this morning.
This early in the morning.
This would be a franchise crushing loss. This is a franchise defining game here tonight. I mean, this is it, man. Like, you lose this one tonight, and I don't know how you come back from this. You win this one tonight, and it's an amazing story, and you're raising a banner at the Amaranth Bank Arena.
If you win tonight, the last three games don't matter.
They don't matter.
What happened? Four, game five, game six. Whatever. We were bringing drama to the situation. That's all.
Yep.
But you lose? Oh, my God. You have those Canadians talking bad about you forever. Forever. They don't even want you to win this. They didn't want, God forbid, they got swept by the Panthers. They could never live this down.
Well, Canada doesn't even think we should have a hockey team.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, whoa, what are those hosers down there in Florida? They don't even have ice down there. They got a hockey team, eh? They don't even want us to have a team. Let's beat those losers.
Well, a lot of texts coming in here this morning. Give us your thoughts on the game. That would be helpful instead of your thoughts on us here this morning. Yes, I am relatively cowardly heading into this game. I don't have a tremendous feeling about this. So, and I think you're on the same page as I am, Dono. Texter says, stop making more of this. They've come so far for you to be acting like this, Hollywood. Yeah, they have come very far. But again, this is a big one tonight. It's kind of a big one. So do I have a lot of faith? No, they've been beaten up in the last three games, so I think it would need some sort of miracle to pull this one off here. By the way, Dono, and the official SeatGeek is like the Panthers thing, right? That's what they use for their tickets. The cheapest pair right now, you can get two tickets in, what section is this, three something, 1688. Whoa. Is the two, that is now, that's $844 a piece, but SeatGeek charges these outlandish fees, and they will get you for $276 a ticket each for a fee. Damn. I know you're looking at me with your eyes. Yeah, the fees are like way over 30%. I don't know how these guys get away with doing this. So you're paying $1,688 for the tickets, then $552 in fees for a grand total of $2,240.
So like I could go to like BrandsMart and just buy an 85-inch 4K TV,
yes,
and watch the game and that's assuming someone doesn't already have that. I think I've got like a 70-inch TV. I could go buy a new 85 4K for less than the tickets to the game tonight.
Yes.
And I probably enjoy it more.
And you could have the Capitol Grill cater your watch party and all that good stuff.
And you could
sit in the rafters at the building tonight, so you can take your pick. Texas says, come on, too much doom and gloom. Sorry, disagree wholeheartedly. All right, man, listen, if you're psyched up for this game tonight.
I am psyched up, though.
You think this is going to go well, then great. I hope it does. I really do. I just, at this point, I am like the Panthers. I'm a little shell-shocked.
Can't wait.
That it has gotten to this point. And I am a little nervous heading into this game here for the Panthers. Yeah, we have to take a break.
We got the psychology. We have to work on it, because if you told me before the series we're going to get a game 7 at home for the Stanley Cup, I would have said, all right, giddy up, let's go. I'm going to bring the mindset. Game 7 at home tonight, I will take it. Let's go, Panthers.
All right, we'll take a pause. Dave Hyde's going to join us. He's been all over the country, the world. He's been back and forth to Edmonton. He made his way up there for game
Poor
six.
Guy.
I guess he's back. I don't know. I asked him yesterday. I said, Dave, did you make it back? Would you like to come on? He just said, I'll come on. He didn't even answer you about the make it back part. So he's possibly here in Florida. Maybe. I don't know. We'll talk to Dave. He's been covering his series in the 7 o'clock hour. We'll talk some Hurricanes football today here as well as Dono's in his Canes gear.
Head to toe,
he's
baby.
The host of the...
I got the shoes, too.
Oh, my goodness. Look at those. The Adidas. Nice, man. Dono is like fully decked out. He is the host of the Locked On Canes podcast. You do a lot of other stuff for the Canes fans as well out there. So we'll find out all of Dono's different avenues to cover the Hurricanes through the, I was going to say the off season, but my God, man, it is approaching. The ACC media days are
I'm going to be there. You going?
I am going to be there. All right,
awesome.
Man. Great. We'll be up there together. Beautiful. So look at that. We're finding out stuff here on the air this morning. We'll take a pause. We got a lot more to come here on QAM.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Paul, I understand you may not, you're looking at one game, you're not looking at the big picture, but at the same time, the big picture is all that matters in game 7, right? Is this a, well, I mean, winning is the big picture.
I think you were right when you started.
Okay, fine. But
you just ran right off the rails.
No. But I got to ask, though, is this a, not just for you, but for everybody, career-defining, legacy-defining moment?
I will let you know at the end of it. I don't think you're allowed to use that word in the playoffs. I think a coach got in trouble for that. No one else?
Okay.
Too obscure?
I got it. No.
I understand it's different use of the same word, but that was kind of the idea. Last guy who said that got in trouble.
Different.
Every once in a while.
Game 7 coming up here this evening, Amaranth Bank Arena. Right here on WQAM, if you want to sync it up. Doug Plagans, by the way, Hollywood Dono and Vlad are in for Joe. Joe is, he's too cowardly to work through this Game 7 situation.
Is that why he's not here?
Yep, he said no go. I'm going to leave it to the B team and let them take all the heat.
Smart man.
You know, look, we're going to be working today. We'll be working tomorrow. Dono, I got a feeling, you know, and I am okay with this. If things don't go well, just take it out on us. Just text us the meanest, nastiest stuff you can. We'll take some calls tomorrow.
Yeah,
depending on either way, I think
we'll take the celebration calls. It'd be nice, man. If they get it done tonight, tomorrow, I just say we open up the phone lines for 4 hours and just allow people to yell and scream. Either way, like I'm hoping it's a good scream, but let's roll that way tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't know about you, but you know. I've been a fan of the Panthers for a long time here. I really do like hockey. I know we don't get to talk about it much on the show, yeah. Right? Because it's not, unfortunately, it's not much of a needle mover, right?
Right. Unless we're in this situation.
Unless you're in this situation, which you have not been very often, yeah. With the exception of these past couple of seasons here. And, you know, I actually broke out. I don't know if I've showed you this, Dono. I have a little rat family at home now. And I have a Beezer rat. They have, you know, the rats with the painted jerseys on them.
Oh, yeah.
I have a Beezer rat from 96.
Oh, wow.
And I have that one up next to now the newer rat painted rats that I have from Caneswear. Caneswear is doing the painted rats as well. And the newest thing that they're doing over at Caneswear is you can customize the rats. So now I have one with my two kids' names on them. Oh, so cool. I got the whole rat family.
You're very big on collectibles, I've noticed.
I am a huge collectible guy.
I'm in the process of moving to a different house, and like finding like the few collectibles. I'm not sentimental whatsoever.
Okay,
but
that's good, by the way. It's good you don't have that gene.
Well, but yeah, it is. But then like I'm finding like moving all the crap out of my house, which is like amazing how much stuff you compile living in the same place for 12 years. So it's like the stuff never ends. Yeah. I'm finding like all this like signed memorabilia that I've had like in boxes that I've forgotten about over the last 12 years. It's like, wow, maybe I should be more sentimental.
It is amazing when you find stuff. I was going through my storage unit. We have some storage units downstairs. We were going through some of the stuff the other day, and my son pulls out. Remember they used to make plaques of players? Like, this was like back in the day. I mean, I don't think anyone buys this stuff anymore.
No.
But like, so he pulls out a plaque of Ed Jovanovski, and it's got his autograph on it. It's this wooden plaque, you know, Jovo plaque, and it's got a little sticker that says Rich Haltman's Hollywood Collectibles on the bottom, like the authentication little sticker on there.
That's cool.
I'm like, man, this is, I mean, it must be 20 something years old. And I'm like, man, we have Jovo on now on the show. We talked to him now and go, yeah, this is, but you know, And I really got into it when we moved to Boca in high school. We were right over there, and you know we really got into the hockey a lot then. And they were so bad.
I mean,
they were just so bad all those years. And for them to be right at the doorstep here this evening, I really hope this goes well. I really really do, Dono, because I don't want to come in tomorrow morning and have to pick up the pieces of what would be. One of the bigger choke jobs you've ever seen. So again, we'll try to keep it upbeat and positive here today. I'm very concerned going into this game, but it hopefully will be an exciting one. And hopefully, if you are very wealthy, you find your way into the building tonight, or you, like you said, you can buy that 80-inch plasma TV and get that
price
going.
Or cheaper.
Somebody said TickPick. By the way, TickPick's run about $1,100. As well to get into this one. I have no idea what's going to happen. I don't know if tickets will drop. I don't know if tickets will go up. They were up at $1,400 through the last couple of days, so I don't know what they're going to look like going into this game.
Well, because, I mean, anybody who's in the arena, and actually I was listening to Dan Day and Vlad yesterday on Sports Day, and they raised a good point that one way or the other, you're seeing history. Now, if you just happen to be maybe a neutral fan that doesn't have a horse in the race, maybe you're happy with either outcome. Obviously, we all have horses in the race here, and that's Florida. But you know you're either going to see the Florida Panthers win their first championship in franchise history, or you're going to see, you know, Edmonton win for the first time in a long time, a Canadian team win for the first time since 1993, and you're going to see, God forbid, you know, the biggest Stanley Cup Finals choke job since 1942. Mm-hmm. So either way, like, you're seeing something historic.
Oh, my
goodness. I don't even know. I thought in 1942, like, isn't that, like, didn't they have to have, like, women's leagues because all the men were off at war? Wasn't that what they made a movie about that, a league of their own. So who was on the Toronto? Maybe they didn't send Canadians to war, but I think they were part. Like, didn't Canada, they fought in World War II. So was it like a women's team that played back then?
Oh, man. Whatever it is, it's not good. I bring up the Yankees thing, by the way, was funny because I was with a Yankees fan yesterday, and he was talking about going through that, and I don't know. I don't know if that was different. Again, that wasn't like the World Series. This is it. This is the World Series of hockey here. So.
I mean, you don't want to lose your rival, but this is the penultimate. This is it. This is the final countdown. This is the last game.
The good news is the Panthers, I don't even think they have a rival like the Red Sox or anything. Like, you know, Red Sox, Yankees, I don't know who, Panthers, Lightning maybe?
Lightning or the Bruins. You've had a couple heated playoff series in the last couple of years.
Nothing like Red Sox, Yankees.
No, nothing like that.
So a texter sends this in here, Dono. Pressure's on Edmonton now. They're the favorite. And that's interesting that guy should bring that up because I have been very confused, and maybe you could help me out with this. As I pull up the handy-dandy Hard Rock app, I see that both teams, Dono, are sitting at -110 for this game tonight, meaning that this is an absolute pick'em game.
Wow.
And I am confused by that line.
As of yesterday, I checked the line, and the Panthers were slight favorites, so that tells you money's probably coming in on Edmonton.
Okay, that's interesting because it opened up as... the Panthers were a slight favorite, so it opened up, and then I guess it's been moving around.
Yeah.
I don't know. Again, I am not betting this game tonight.
I'm going to pass. I'm gonna completely just stay away from this one. I'm going to jinx it. I know.
Yeah, I'm just going to completely stay away from this game. This is one of those games, by the way, you don't need the added entertainment of having some money on the line.
No, it's a great point.
this is not one of those games where I'm like, all right, I need a boost in staying awake for this one. I'll be just fine. Texture says Joe was a teenager in 1942. A lot of people blaming Joe, by the way. And Joe's not alone in this, folks.
Yeah.
As far as people that basically had the Panthers, marching through the parade after Game 4, and thought Game 5 was a slam dunk, and it was just going to be curtains at that point. And a lot of people thought that. Man, Joe is not alone in that.
I mean, how could you not think that? But, I mean.
Yeah, I thought Game 5, I thought they were going to kill him in Game 5. But, you want to talk about betting lines, the interesting thing about Game 5, I don't know if you follow this one, Dono, but the Panthers, that line kept going up and up and up. Oh, my God, they were huge favorites by the time the puck actually dropped in Game 5. Money just kept coming in and in on the Panthers. And, again, what was it, 18-5, we said in the...
I think that was...
That's what they've been outscored here, and... My thoughts are just, these things start to, because these guys are human, right? And I know that they're athletes at the highest level, but they're still human, and a lot of stuff has got to be rattling around the heads of some of these top players here for the Panthers, who just need one more. That's it. You just got to put together one game tonight and block out all that stuff, which, obviously easier said than done, but this is... this is an interesting one here tonight. We got a lot of time to break this one down and get your thoughts. Please shoot us a text here this morning, 305-567-0560. I want to hear what people are thinking heading into this one tonight. Are you optimistic? Are you not optimistic? as we go into a decisive Game 7. One thing that's good, this is it. This is it tonight. We're not gonna have any more hockey or basketball or anything else. We're gonna be soccer and baseball as we get closer to football season here in South Florida. We know that football season hasn't brought us the fortunes that we have hoped as well of late. So let's see if the Panthers can change that here for us this evening. We'll take a pause. We've got a lot more to come here on the show. Dave Hyde's going to stop by as we get set for Game 7. We'll catch it right here on WQAM this evening. We'll take a pause. More to come here on QAM. Vlad is setting the mood this morning with this music. I like it. He's trying to keep us upbeat.
I'm open to the idea that we could have a celebration tonight. I'm open to it.
I am as well, Dono.
So I'm going to stay. We're going to be up very early tomorrow, obviously, but I'm going to stay up till 11, midnight, whatever it takes.
Vlad's got one of the most valuable tickets in I guess, the history of our town. I mean, this is a big, big ticket tonight, man.
Well, you got a ticket or a press pass?
I have a credential.
Okay. Yeah, you got better than a ticket. Yeah. Vlad's got getting in the locker. You got locker room access,
it's not
bro.
Better than a ticket because he can't sell it.
That's put it this way.
That's true. You could scalp it outside. The available, you could try.
Put it this way. The available ticket that you found on SeatGeek right now is the section I'll be sitting in.
Oh, yeah. No, you do sit up top. The press box for hockey is up top.
Yeah.
I always wonder, by the way.
No, but it's not that. Because of the mass media, that's they were moved.
Oh, there's going to be a lot of people.
We're moved to the seats.
Oh, they bumped you for some Canadian guy.
Wow.
Yeah, we're
sit on Dave High's lap for this, this game tonight.
No.
No, I always wonder, like Doug Plagans, who I think does just a tremendous job for us, you know, on the radio. And I thought, by the way, about bringing him on today, and I didn't really want to put him through that, Dono, you know.
He's everywhere I look now. I've seen Doug. He's on the local news. I think I saw him, like, on NHL Network. Like,
yeah, he's awesome.
Everybody's hitting Doug up. He's great.
I didn't want to... Because you got to ask, like, real questions. Like, I didn't want to do that to him today. I let him have this day and let him keep his mind right and not have to deal with us idiots here in the morning. Hopefully we could talk to him tomorrow with some better news or something like that. But I always think it's amazing how those guys sit so high up, Goldie too, and they do the games from up there. And they are so quick. Like, hockey play-by-play, and I do a lot of play-by-play. I don't think I could ever do ice hockey.
The constant personnel changes as well. Like, you're always, like, the 30 seconds later, there's five different guys on the ice. That's what, to me, would make it so tough.
Yeah, and there's a lot of guys. There's, you know, different lines and all this. Yeah, I just find hockey play-by-play. I think the guys that do this is just amazing. I think Goldie does an incredible job. I think Doug does an incredible job. I think Sean McDonough's been pretty good throughout this series, and I am obviously very critical of ESPN.
Yeah, Sean coverage McDonough, stuff, he annoys me less in hockey than he does in football, which I mean that as a compliment. Like, I can tell, like, the year or two that he did Monday Night Football, it was like just mute. But in hockey, he doesn't annoy me as much.
It's the only thing I will say about Sean McDonough is he's been the voice of my school's misery. That would be South Florida. We you know, back in the day, like, this is a long time ago when I was in school, we were good for a little bit. Do you remember when we were good for like a minute?
Yeah. You guys were like a top 10.
We were number two.
Number two for a hot second. Yeah.
For 1 week. That lasted like 5 days.
Yeah.
We'll always have that, Don. We'll always have number two. But he was like the voice of all of our like really disastrous losses, all of our meltdowns and all that stuff. So his voice, like, it brings up bad memories, but he's done a nice job on this series. Keep your texts coming. We'll just get everyone's take on this game here this morning. 808 says that's what happens when you guys badmouth the Dolphins. 804, I'm sorry. Yeah, I don't know. Is that what it is?
Dolphins earned that, sir.
I do happen to believe, by the way, for whatever it's worth, that we have no impact on the outcome of any game. No matter what is said here, no matter what is put out in the universe, I am not one that believes in that sort of stuff.
Logically, yes, but superstition very much shapes.
Do you buy into that stuff?
I shouldn't, but I do.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah. I a lot of people do. I don't believe that anything we see, like Joe crowning the Panthers and asking Goldie what his ring size was after Game 3 on the air. Like, I don't believe that has any impact on the series.
I had a way too detailed conversation last week with Ethan Skolnick about what the parade route would be and whether they should do it on the river, like in boats, and then, you know, that was when they were up either 3-0 or 3-1, and now here we are.
Dolphin Mike says he'll be cheering on the Panthers here in Valdosta. I have a black rat sitting on top of my fireplace with all my other Finn stuff. We got this. I like the optimism. 305 is calling hockey almost as bad as calling horse racing. Yeah, horse racing would be tough. Horse racing would be tough.
I don't think so. I mean, first of all,
the Kentucky Derby, there's like 20 horses.
Well, yeah, but you know exactly what lane they're in, right?
Yeah, but they all kind of merge, don't they? Like, after
I don't know. I think you can kind of see like the order of where, like, they're not like crossing over the lanes, right? It's not like Formula One or something where they may be. So you always know what position the horse is going to be in.
Are you Formula One guy now, by the way?
Have you
caught the bug?
My father, who's from Italy, is like, that's like goodness. The second after soccer, Formula One is like their second. Sure. It's like what the NBA is here. Like
the Ferrari guy?
Yeah, but well, I never really caught the bug. Like I grew up with my father having the races on like 6 a.m. on Sunday
That's
morning
cool,
when
man.
I'm trying to sleep. And I hear on the TV, but I never really got into it.
I'm one of the new fans. I've actually gone all the years that they've had it here. I've never gone to the actual race itself.
Right. You talk about an expensive ticket.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I saw like Lewis Hamilton was complaining about the high prices of tickets or whatever.
He was complaining?
Yeah. He was like, oh, they're pricing out fans. And that's a nice thing to say.
It is nice.
And he's certainly welcome to take a pay cut if he would like.
Yeah.
And pass the savings on to the fans.
Just donate a bunch of tickets. Yeah. Buy them himself.
Exactly.
And, pass them out.
That is a very expensive event. It's not as expensive when you go Friday and Saturday, and you get the cheaper tickets for the days that are not as in demand.
Yeah.
But the Spanish Grand Prix was yesterday, and Max Verstappen in a shocking win there.
Okay.
He's won like a few in a row here. I blame Dono for getting Edmonton mad with his Canadian take. I got a few of those texts this morning. Maybe in the 7 o'clock hour, you can let me know your what your Canada take.
It's very simple. It's a joke of a country, and I don't know why we have to pretend that this is like some great place. I mean, it's America Junior. I think their bacon is very overrated. In fact,
Canadian bacon does suck.
I've got a friend who
they stop using that at McDonald's, by the way.
I don't know.
I don't think they use that anymore. Right?
They use that in like the McMuffins.
They used to. Yeah. I don't know if they do that anymore.
I always thought when I was growing up, I always thought it was ham. Yeah. And then I'm like, you call this bacon?
All right, so we'll dive more into that in the 7 o'clock hour. And I didn't know you had a beef with Canada.
I do.
Section CL, that would be club level, row 14. This guy said CL 101, row 14, two tickets. $11,504, including fees, but you get unlimited food and soft drinks, so good deal, I suppose. or you could buy a crappy car or something for 11 grand. Not even a crappy car. Yeah. You usually get a decent car, I guess, for 11 grand, right? A
pre-owned vehicle for 11 grand.
Yeah.
Probably high mileage, but you could get a nice car. I mean, you could get a used like Beamer with high mileage, but you know.
Can they have somebody with a functioning set of basketballs please bang the drum tonight, says 386. I got a lot of heat for this. I actually think some people agreed with me. I don't know where they found Jack Nicklaus.
Yeah.
I don't know what his affiliation is with the Panthers.
I think he's a South Florida resident.
Yeah, he lives down here. A lot of people live down
that's
here.
That's true.
It does not give them the right to bang the drum.
Yeah, like Shakira, she could bang the drum tonight. She lives here.
I'm okay with that. Now, I also, again, I don't believe any of this stuff has anything to do with the outcome of the game. I really don't. But when you lose, things like this start to come to light. And it's like, the guy could barely bang the drum.
Yeah.
He's 90 years old. Like, yes, there is no reason for him to be doing that. There are a lot of South Floridians, and I've been big on this. Call a former Panther.
Yeah.
Call Jovo.
Yeah. Yeah.
He lives down here. Call Roberto Luongo's at all the games.
Right.
Right? Isn't he part of the front office? Like, have Louie come down and bang the drum. Have someone that has something to do with the organization
come down and bang that drum.
But it has no... Yeah, exactly. I said Bill Lindsay. How do you get up Doug Plagans? He's better than Jack Nagels. Have Doug come down.
And Doug is jacked. He'd probably break the drum.
That's true. Doug is he, so Doug is not only is he jacked, he's like into that like heavy metal rock.
Yeah.
And he's also a card nerd. Did you know that Doug is a huge card nerd?
I think I've heard him talk about that with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I happen to know that he does like
actually,
stuff
I've talked
for
about that with Doug before. Yeah.
He is a big card nerd. So we had a lot in common with Doug. Hollywood, you're a hypocrite. You blame Joe for the Dolphins' rash of injuries after he boasted about how healthy the team was closer to the end of the season. Listen, guys. Someone came up to me at the watch party yesterday, and they're like, why do you do this to Joe in the morning? Like, what are you trying to do to him? I just like to get under his skin, so that's why I blame him. Again, I don't think we have any... I don't think Joe sitting here in the morning had anything to do with Jalen Phillips, you know, hurting his Achilles. Yeah, I don't think that
Chubb
has any outcome or any impact on the outcome of these things. But if I can get Joe riled up, if I can get him, you know, going in the morning, that's you know kind of what we're aiming for here. Someone says should a Melon be? He's connected to the Rats.
That's a good point. You're the Rat. That was him who killed the Rat in the locker room.
I don't know where Scott Melon be is, but we really do need somebody with a
pulse. By the way, that was one of the things when I was cleaning out my house. It definitely wasn't a circa 96 rat, but I did find a rat, but it was probably one that I bought in the team store like 10 years ago. So I did find an old rat, nice. And I've had it like in my living room during games, and yeah.
So I did find this out that the Panthers do not sell rats at the building anymore.
Really?
Well, they don't want people throwing them.
Right.
Because people, so we had at game one, they had premature rats. Right?
Yeah.
They scored with like a few seconds left. You remember they had the empty net goal,
yes.
3-4 seconds left.
Yeah, and then they got to clean those off.
And there were premature rats.
Yeah.
And the problem with the premature rats is that you can get a penalty for it.
Yep.
Now, I don't know. I obviously, they're not going to, you know, have a carryover to the next game or anything that crazy. But theoretically, you could get a penalty for throwing premature rats. So that's why I guess the Panthers don't sell them. The only place in town that actually sells rats is Caneswear.
Really?
Yes. Oh. So I found out we were going to game one, basically like the day of the game, and I started calling every Party City in town because that's where I would think to get rats from, because Amazon, you couldn't get same day delivery on rats.
Oh, okay.
And I started calling all the Party stores, and they were like, first of all, they probably thought I was nuts.
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, we sell those on Halloween, sir.
Yeah.
So I happened to go on Twitter and I saw Caneswear had rats, and they,
awesome.
You know, sure enough, we went over there. They had a ton of them. So if you are heading to the game tonight and you want to celebrate with the rat, you got to stop by Caneswear on your way to the game. But boy, I hope we get an opportunity to chuck those things, Vladdy. I hope Vlad gets to go in a happy Panther locker room and maybe get some champagne sprayed on him here this evening.
Well, I'm bringing goggles or Kleenex.
Yeah, oh my goodness.
Yeah, what is that? Are you going to be asking, if they don't win tonight, God forbid, will you ask the hard questions in the locker room?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Vlad is a man of integrity. He's a journalist of integrity.
Absolutely, yes. Because I need to know what happened in these last four games. Doing the show this past weekend with Dan, I mean, we looked at the last time the Panthers lost four in a row. They've lost four in a row twice this season. And the common theme? They gave up three or more goals in all those losses.
Before we go to break here, can you plug the weekend show? Because you guys put on a great weekend show, and I love that we have weekend programming back here on QAM.
It's a lifesaver because I'm always driving my kids somewhere like on Saturday and Sunday during that time. And there's nothing else to listen to, and they do. And I'm not like, I know that sounds like a backhanded compliment, like, hey, Vlad and Dan, it's the only thing to listen to, but they do a great job.
You're the
best
of the worst. So can you please plug the program, Vlad?
Why don't you
plug the program and take us off the break? 7 o'clock hours next. Plug the program, Vlad.
Listen every weekend from noon to four, Saturday, Sunday, Sports Day with Dan Day and myself, Vlad. On 560 WQAM, stay tuned. 7 o'clock hours coming up next. Do South Florida and the Florida Panthers have a case of tight ass? Come find out on the Joe Rose Show next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Vlad is setting the mood this morning with this music. I like it. He's trying to keep us upbeat.
I'm open to the idea that we could have a celebration tonight. I'm open to it.
I am as well, Dono.
I'm going to stay. You know, we're going to be up very early tomorrow, obviously, but I'm going to stay up till 11, midnight, whatever it takes.
Vlad's got one of the most valuable tickets in I guess, the history of our town. I mean, this is a big, wow, big ticket tonight, man.
Well, you got a ticket or a press pass?
I have a credential.
Okay. Yeah, you got better than a ticket. Yeah. Vlad's got getting in the locker. You got locker room access,
it's not
bro.
Better than a ticket because he can't sell it.
That's put it this way.
That's true. You could scalp it outside. The available, you could try.
Put it this way. The available ticket that you found on SeatGeek right now is the section I'll be sitting in.
Oh, yeah. No, you do sit up top. The press box for hockey is up top.
Yeah.
I always wonder, by the way.
No, but it's not that. Because of the mass media, that's they were moved.
Oh, there's going to be a lot of people.
We're moved to the seats.
Oh, they bumped you for some Canadian guy.
Wow.
Yeah, we're
sit on Dave High's lap for this game tonight.
No.
No, I always wonder, like Doug Plagans, who I think does just a tremendous job for us, you know, on the radio. And I thought, by the way, about bringing him on today, and I didn't really want to put him through that, Dono, you know.
He's everywhere I look now. I've seen Doug. He's on the local news. I think I saw him like on NHL Network. Like,
yeah, he's awesome.
Everybody's hitting Doug up. He's great.
I didn't want to, because you got to ask like real questions. Like I didn't want to do that to him today. I let him have this day and let him keep his mind right and not have to deal with us idiots here in the morning. Hopefully we could talk to him tomorrow with some better news or something like that. But I always think it's amazing how those guys sit so high up, Goldie too, and they do the games from up there, and they are so quick. Like hockey play-by-play, and I do a lot of play-by-play. I don't think I could ever do ice hockey.
The constant personnel changes as well. Like you're always, like the 30 seconds later, there's five different guys on the ice. That's what, to me, would make it so tough.
Yeah, and there's a lot of guys. There's, you know, different lines and all this. Yeah, I just find hockey play-by-play. I think the guys that do this is just amazing. I think Goldie does an incredible job. I think Doug does an incredible job. I think Sean McDonough's been pretty good throughout this series, and I am obviously very critical of ESPN.
Yeah, Sean McDonough, and stuff, he annoys me less in hockey than he does in football, which I mean that as a compliment. Like I can tell, like the year or two that he did Monday Night Football, it was like just mute. But in hockey, he doesn't annoy me as much.
It's the only thing I will say about Sean McDonough is he's been the voice of my school's misery. That would be South Florida. We you know, back in the day, like this is a long time ago when I was in school, we were good for a little bit. Do you remember when we were good for like a minute?
Yeah. You guys were like a top 10.
We were number two for one week.
Yeah.
For 1 week. That lasted like 5 days.
Yeah.
We'll always have that, Don. We'll always have number two. But he was like the voice of all of our like really disastrous losses, all of our meltdowns and all that stuff. So his voice, like it brings up bad memories, but he's done a nice job on this series. Keep your text coming. We'll just get everyone's take on this game here this morning. 808 says that's what happens when you guys badmouth the Dolphins. 804, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I don't know. Is that what it is?
Dolphins earned that, sir.
I do happen to believe, by the way, for whatever it's worth, that we have no impact on the outcome of any game. No matter what is said here, no matter what is put out in the universe, I am not one that believes in that sort of stuff.
Logically, yes, but superstition very much shapes.
Do you buy into that stuff?
I shouldn't, but I do.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah. A lot of people do. I don't believe that anything we see, like Joe crowning the Panthers and asking Goldie what his ring size was after game three on the air. Like, I don't believe that has any impact on the series.
I had a way too detailed conversation last week with Ethan Skolnick about what the parade route would be and whether they should do it on the river, sure, like in boats, and then, you know, that was when they were up either 3-0 or 3-1, and now here we are.
Dolphin Mike says he'll be cheering on the Panthers here in Valdosta. I have a black rat sitting on top of my fireplace with all my other Finn stuff. We got this. I like the optimism. 305 says calling hockey almost as bad as calling horse racing. Yeah, horse racing would be tough. Horse racing would be tough.
I don't think so. I mean, first of all,
the Kentucky Derby, there's like 20 horses.
Well, yeah, but you know exactly what lane they're in, right?
Yeah, but they all kind of merge, don't they? Like, after
I don't know. I think you can kind of see like the order of where, like, they're not like crossing over the lanes, right? It's not like Formula One or something where they may be. So you always know what position the horse is going to be in.
Are you Formula One guy now, by the way?
Have you
caught the bug?
My father, who's from Italy, is like the second after. Soccer, yeah. Formula One, it's like their second. Sure. It's like what the NBA is here. Like
the Ferrari guy?
Yeah, but, well, I never really caught the bug. Like, I grew up with my father having the races on, like, 6 a.m. on Sunday morning when I'm trying to sleep. And I hear on the TV, but I never really got into it.
I'm one of the new fans. I've actually gone all the years that they've had it here. I've never gone to the actual race itself.
Right. You talk about an expensive ticket.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It was funny. I saw like Lewis Hamilton was complaining about the high prices of tickets or whatever.
He was complaining?
Yeah. He was like, oh, they're pricing out fans. And that's a nice thing to say.
It is nice.
And he's certainly welcome to take a pay cut if he would like.
Yeah.
And pass the savings on to the fans.
Just donate a bunch of tickets. Yeah. Buy them himself.
Exactly.
And pass them out.
That is a very expensive event. It's not as expensive when you go Friday and Saturday and you get the cheaper tickets for the days that are not as in demand.
Yeah.
But the Spanish Grand Prix was yesterday, and Max Verstappen in a shocking win there.
Okay.
He's won like a few in a row here. I blame Dono for getting Edmonton mad with his Canadian take. I got a few of those texts this morning. Maybe in the 7 o'clock hour, you can let me know your what your Canada take.
It's very simple. It's a joke of a country, and I don't know why we have to pretend that this is like some great place. I mean, it's America Junior. I think their bacon is very overrated. In fact,
Canadian bacon does suck.
I've got a friend who
they stop using that at McDonald's, by the way.
I don't know. I haven't had them use that anymore.
Right?
They use that in like the McMuffins.
They used to. Yeah. I don't know if they do that anymore.
I always thought when I was growing up, I always thought it was ham. Yeah. And then I'm like, you call this bacon?
All right. So we'll dive more into that in the 7 o'clock hour. And I didn't know you had a beef with Canada.
I do.
Section CL, that would be club level, row 14. This guy said CL 101, row 14. Two tickets, $11,504, including fees, but you get unlimited food and soft drinks. So good deal, I suppose. or you could buy a crappy car or something for $11,000. Not even a crappy car. Yeah. You usually get a decent car, I guess, for $11,000, right?
Pre-owned vehicle for $11,000.
Yeah.
Probably high mileage, but you could get a nice car. I mean, you could get a used like Beamer with high mileage, but you know.
Can they have somebody with a functioning set of basketballs please bang the drum tonight, says 386. I got a lot of heat for this. I actually think some people agreed with me. I don't know where they found Jack Nicklaus.
Yeah.
I don't know what his affiliation is with the Panthers.
I think he's a South Florida resident.
Yeah, he lives down here. A lot of people live down here.
That's true.
It does not give them the right to bang the drum.
Yeah, like Shakira, she could bang the drum tonight. She lives here.
I'm okay with that. Now, I also, again, I don't believe any of this stuff has anything to do with the outcome of the game. I really don't. But when you lose, things like this start to come to light. And it's like, the guy could barely bang the drum.
Yeah.
He's 90 years old. Like, yes, there is no reason for him to be doing that. There are a lot of South Floridians, and I've been big on this. Call a former Panther.
Yeah.
Call Jovo.
Yeah. Yeah.
He lives down here. Roberto Luongo's at all the games.
Right.
Right? Isn't he part of the front office? Like, have Louie come down and bang the drum. Have someone that has something to do with the organization
Bill Lindsay
come
down
and bang
that drum.
But it has no... Yeah, exactly. I said Bill Lindsay. How do you get up Doug Plagans? He's better than Jack Nicklaus. Have Doug come
and
down.
And Doug is jacked. You probably break the drum.
That's true. Doug is he, so Doug is not only is he jacked, he's like into that like heavy metal rock.
Yeah.
And he's also a card nerd. Did you know that Doug is a huge card nerd?
I think I've heard him talk about that with you.
Yeah. I happen to know that he does like
actually I've talked about
Fanatics.
That with Doug before. Yeah.
He is a big card nerd. So we had a lot in common with Doug. Hollywood, you're a hypocrite. You blame Joe for the Dolphins' rash of injuries after he boasted about how healthy the team was closer to the end of the season. Listen, guys, I and someone came up to me at the other watch party yesterday, and they're like, why do you do this to Joe in the morning? Like, what are you trying to do to him? I just like to get under his skin, that's why I blame him. Again, I don't think we have any – I don't think Joe sitting here in the morning had anything to do with Jalen Phillips – hurting his Achilles. Yeah, I don't think that
Chubb
has any outcome or any impact on the outcome of these things. But if I can get Joe riled up, if I can get him, going in the morning, that's kind of what we're aiming for here. Someone says, should a Melon be? He's connected to the Rats.
That's a good point. Year of the Rat. That was him who killed the Rat in the locker room.
I don't know where Scott Melon be is, but we really do need somebody with a
pulse.
And
by the way, that was one of the things when I was cleaning out my house. It definitely wasn't a circa 96 Rat, but I did find a Rat, but it was probably one that I bought in the team store like 10 years ago. So I did find an old Rat, and I've had it like in my living room during games, and
So I did find this out that the Panthers do not sell Rats at the building anymore.
Really?
Well, they don't want people throwing them.
Right.
Because people, so we had at game one, they had premature Rats. Right?
Yeah.
They scored with like a few seconds left. You remember they had the empty net goal,
yes.
3-4 seconds left.
Yeah, and then they got to clean those off.
And they
off
were premature Rats.
Yeah.
And the problem with the premature Rats is that you can get a penalty for it.
Yep.
Now, I don't know. I obviously, they're not going to, have a carryover to the next game or anything that crazy. But theoretically, you could get a penalty for throwing premature Rats. So that's why, I guess, the Panthers don't sell them. The only place in town that actually sells Rats is Caneswear.
Really?
Yes. So I found out we were going to game one, basically like the day of the game, and I started calling every party city in town because that's where I would think to get Rats from, because Amazon, you couldn't get same day delivery on Rats.
Oh, okay.
And I started calling all the party stores, and they were like, first of all, they probably thought I was nuts.
Yeah.
And they were like, we sell those on Halloween, sir.
Yeah.
So I happened to go on Twitter and I saw Caneswear had Rats, and sure enough, we went over there. They had a ton of them. So if you are heading to the game tonight and you want to celebrate with the Rat, you got to stop by Caneswear on your way to the game. But boy, I hope we get an opportunity to chuck those things, Vladdy. I hope Vlad gets to go in a happy Panther locker room and maybe get some champagne sprayed on him here this evening.
Well, I'm bringing goggles or Kleenex.
Yeah, oh my goodness.
What is that? Are you going to be asking, if they don't win tonight, God forbid, will you ask the hard questions in the locker room?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Vlad is a man of integrity. He's a journalist of
Absolutely.
Integrity.
Absolutely, yes. Because I need to know what happened in these last four games. Doing the show this past weekend with Dan, I mean, we looked at the last time the Panthers lost four in a row. They've lost four in a row twice this season. And the common theme? They gave up three or more goals in all those losses.
Before we go to break here, can you plug the weekend show? Because you guys put on a great weekend show, and I love that we have weekend programming back here on QAM.
It's a lifesaver because I'm always driving my kids somewhere like on Saturday and Sunday during that time. And there's nothing else to listen to, and they do. And I'm not like, I know that sounds like a backhanded compliment, like, hey, Vlad and Dan, it's the only thing to listen to, but they do a great job.
You're the
best
of the worst. So can you please plug the program, Vlad?
Thank
and
you,
you
thank
why
you.
Don't you plug the program and take us off the break? 7 o'clock hours next. Plug the program, Vlad.
Listen every weekend from noon to four, Saturday and Sunday, Sports Day with Dan Day and myself, Vlad, on 560 WQAM. Stay tuned. 7 o'clock hours coming up next. Do we, at South Florida and the Florida Panthers, have a case of tight ass? Come find out on the Joe Rose Show next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.